Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Anka Gurzu. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website, www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca. For this podcast, we spoke to Akeem Herleman, Associate Professor in the Department of Political Science at Carleton University and Associate Director of Research at the Center for European Studies.
The European financial crisis has been on policymakers' mind for years now, and this crisis is in fact still ongoing. How would you describe the way the European Union has responded to the crisis so far?
We can distinguish short-term responses, which is basically trying to avoid the crisis from getting worse, keeping the euro alive, if you will, and some longer-term responses, which are focused on trying to prevent a recurrence of the crisis in the near future. So the short-term responses, these are the bailouts received by Greece, Portugal, and Ireland, also the plans to write down a significant portion of Greek debt. The bailout funds have been created. And then there have also been measures by the European Central Bank to purchase state debt on secondary markets as well as to help banks finance themselves so that banks could potentially sustain a Greek default. So those are all the short-term measures. The longer-term measures are focused on improving coordination of economic and fiscal policies among the member states, because that's one of the reasons of the crisis, that while there's one monetary policy, one interest rate set by the European Central Bank, economic and fiscal policies of the member states were not sufficiently coordinated. So there has been a legislative package passed in the European Parliament called the Six-Pack, which tries to improve that coordination. And in addition to that, there's a proposal for an intergovernmental pact, so-called fiscal compact, that 25 of the 27 EU states have declared that they want to support, which includes binding national legislation in all those states, putting a limit on deficits.
These are all the economic measures that you're describing. What would you say are some of the political implications that are arising out of this situation?
So the political implications have been quite significant. One very important aspect of this is that the crisis response measures lack democratic legitimacy. That to some extent is understandable because particularly the short-term measures had to be taken quickly and there was just no time to consult the population, hold elections, referendums, and so on. At the same time, the fact that none of these measures have been discussed in election campaigns, none of these measures have been democratically legitimated, is a significant problem because it makes them appear as externally imposed on the countries, negotiated in backroom deals without any open democratic debate, and that hurts their legitimacy. We have seen governments collapse over the crisis. Greece and Italy are the most prominent examples, but also the Slovak government collapsed over disagreements how to contribute to the bailout fund. The Romanian government has just collapsed over disputes about austerity measures. There have been elections resulting in power changes in Ireland and Portugal. So those are very significant political implications. Lastly, we can also observe an increasing appeal to nationalist and xenophobic sentiments. So there's a blame game going on between some of the states, where the Greeks are blaming the Germans for basically wanting to control Europe. The Germans are blaming the Greeks for wanting German money, and that's just an example for how this crisis stirs up some nationalist feelings.
The natural question that follows from that is, how do you think this crisis can affect the process of European integration then?
It's not good for the process of European integration. I think there are some people who say that in the end it might strengthen European integration because it might lead to greater and more open political debates about European integration, but at the moment I'm really not seeing that. What I do see is that there is in some countries, by far not in all of them, mobilization against the EU, against European integration, and most importantly, the crisis affects what has always been in recent decades the strongest legitimating argument for European integration, namely that it's good for the economy. And here we have a crisis that is very clearly has been caused to a significant extent by the way in which the euro was structured, so by the EU, if you will. So it becomes much more difficult to make this argument that European integration, even though politically it might result in some intransparent, remote, opaque decision-making processes, good for the economy, it's more difficult now to make that argument.
Lastly, there have been some commentators, including Prime Minister Stephen Harper, that have started to link the euro crisis with the level of welfare standards in some European countries. What do you think about this interpretation?
It definitely does not hold for most of the countries involved in the crisis. Greece is the exception. In Greece, you can actually make a plausible argument that this country has lived beyond its means, and there have been styles of governance that basically relied on state benefits too much, and there's been too little concern for actually earning the money that is spent by the state. But the crisis is of a very different nature in some of the other states. Ireland and Spain, for instance, ran budgetary surpluses before the crisis began. Those were not countries that engaged in unsustainable welfare state spending. Here the problem is rather that a banking crisis developed, that banks were not sufficiently regulated, that property bubbles developed and then burst, and the state was basically left to pick up the pieces of that. That had nothing to do with unsustainable welfare spending. So Harper's argument is much too simplistic and doesn't take account of the complexity and the differences between the various states involved in this crisis.
Thank you.
Thank you.